Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be with you each and every Thursday live. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us all over the place at different times. But you can only talk to us live on Thursday at 4 Pacific Standard Time. That call-in number is 323-203-0815. Get those dialing finger ready so you can hop in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Speaking of which, Dr. Pat Allen, you're live on the air. We have a very special guest tonight, Sue Wagner. Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, Sue, my darling.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Sue's my second eldest daughter and is a teacher of TA and ASR.
Yeah, well, I do the ladies groups. I've been with Pat for 30 years, helping her with her business. So if anybody knows the stuff, I've sat in and listened to it over and over enough. But anyway, Kelly and I are now doing ladies groups. We started it in May with two groups each, and we expanded to more in June, which they are already full. If you want to attend a ladies group, it's a four-week class once a week for an hour and a half, three to four ladies in each group. You kind of learn together as a group, and we're going to be opening up some more dates and times in July. So if you want to contact me and be on the list and let me know what days and times work, if you prefer mornings or afternoons or evenings, so I know what I can book for July. You can call me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. That's info@drpatallen. And we'll be opening up some groups, and we just want to get an idea of what works for you ladies out there so we can make it available for you to attend.
I love it. And we're having so much success with our groups.
Yeah, I have to expand it more, but I need to know what late time the ladies are available. So if you contact me, you can get in. We can, you know, start opening up the groups. June is full, unfortunately, but there's July coming up. So we'd like to get, the ladies, if you want to get set up in July, and we can help you write your profiles, help you with dating. We're good with the communication, how to get, you know, into relationships. We do it all. My ladies currently, they're having a very, very life changing, they say.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Hey, do we have any questions for us, Dr. Pat?
Do I have any questions for you, or do I'm waiting for you to have questions for me?
Well, we were just talking about our group. So we are going to be doing that. Everybody reach out to Sue for July if you're interested. Give us some different time slots you're interested in, and we will see what magic we can do.
Okay, folks. Thank you. I'll let you go to work.
Thank you, Sue. You're awesome. Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. How are you tonight, Dr. Pat?
I'm fine. I'm curious about what questions are going to be asked tonight.
I know. We always get some great questions. I'm going to hook up with Sam here at the switchboard and see what's shaking with our calls. I want to remind everybody of the call-in number, 323-203-0815. Caller, you are live and on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi.
Hello.
I just need some help with my current situation, and I hope that you can help me see it a little clearer.
I'm going to make every effort I can, and you only have
the situation you're in right now. Yeah.
So what is it?
So I actually just ended a relationship.
What for?
Well, let me back up a little bit. I was in a really long-term relationship and for 7 years. And not proud to admit this, but I had an affair.
You had an affair with the married person?
No, I hadn't. I was with somebody, had an affair with this person that I just broke up with.
Okay.
So I cheated on my then fiance with this man.
All right.
And this man, he's a very functional alcoholic and just wasn't good for me. He did a lot of drugs and stuff like that, and that's not my lifestyle. But I guess I'm trying to figure out.
And you were with him 7 years?
No, this was the... That was my ex, this man that I just broke up with. We were together for six years, but I had an affair on my ex with this man that I just broke up with.
Okay. And he ended you or you ended you?
I ended it.
Because?
Because I caught him in a lie. And I knew that he was a cheater because when we got together, he also had a girlfriend. So he was cheating on his girlfriend with me.
So you were two people bonded physically, right?
Yes.
Okay. And bonding can take years, easily 2 years to get over. And you both played around on each other. In other words, you were very compatible in your pathologies.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
but I guess what I'm trying to figure out. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, what are you trying to figure out?
Well, I'm realizing by listening to your podcast and everything that I'm more masculine energy, and I'm wondering why I'm attracting, this man was a very functional, but he was an alcoholic. And very feminine. And so I'm just wondering
What's your father?
So you asked the question, would he ask me how I was feeling and stuff? And he was extremely emotionally unavailable.
Your father? Your father was a girl in a boy's body.
Yeah.
And your mother was a boy in a girl's body.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So you're being a boy right now.
Yeah.
So do you want to learn from this lesson or repeat it?
I absolutely want it.
As a masculine energy, or do you want to be cherished for your feelings?
I'm not sure.
Or do you want both?
I want both.
Okay, that's called narcissism. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
No, but I want to.
In the book is a quiz that will ask you questions about whether you want to be cherished for your feelings, or you want to be respected for your thinking, or you want to be both.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that you want to be a 10 and you need people, men, that are zeros. And the way a man becomes a zero overnight is by knocking out his intuitive brain. And that's called addictions.
Yeah.
And guess what you're addicted to?
What's that?
Pain.
Interesting.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Did you ever want to be married?
I
was extremely terrified of it in my last relationship where I was engaged.
Okay, you got as far as engagement.
But I was terrified, and I felt like it was the wrong thing to be engaged.
Well, of course it's the wrong thing, because your mother taught you. She gave you the role model of being a man in a woman's body, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, so the only men you can be with are girls in boys' bodies.
That makes sense.
But when you read my book, Getting to I Do, you will learn how to communicate and take the test. And I teach you, or you listen to the show and you ask questions.
Yeah.
I teach you how to communicate as a woman instead of a man.
Yeah.
Do you want to learn that?
I do. I definitely do.
Well, then sign up for the July class.
Oh, I would love to.
Because
I didn't realize that there was a class.
Well, you can call it a group. Kelly, what do we call them?
Oh, I love
well,
that.
The ladies' groups. Nothing. That's fine.
Yes.
Do you want to be in a group with a few other women where you're all learning how to break up your scripts that you were taught when you
Absolutely.
Were infants? That's where you get it from me, because I'm a transactional analyst.
Yeah.
Be aware of your thoughts, for they become words. Be aware of your words, they become habits. Be aware of your habits, they become your character, masculine or feminine. Be aware of your character, because it becomes your destiny. At the bank, making money to pay your bills. At the doctor's office, 90% of diseases are because of brain stress.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? When you produce too much cortisol, you ruin your T cells, rip off the myelin off your nervous system, and instead of doing things that feel good, which is a woman's way, you're doing things in a controlling, anti-fearsome way. See, we women have a brain that has two bridges between the right and the left lobe. They're called corpus callosum. We can think to do good to feel good, or we can feel good to do good, or in your case, you want to do really, really difficult. Impossible unless you know how to use language.
Yeah.
So my advice to you is that you get into a TA, Pat Allen, Sue Wagner group, one of us.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would love to.
But I think that's great. Do you want to terminate this relationship?
I did feel like it was time, because I started getting that pit feeling in my stomach that something was wrong, and I caught him in a lie, and I don't think he was being faithful.
Okay. So you got the evidence that you needed to love you as a woman. When you healed, so you had your first lesson. Now, if you do your training, are you going to start flirting and dating?
Yeah, I listened to your advice, and I've started to try.
Did it work at all?
To be honest, I got really mad at him, and I made some decisions that I kind of regret now,
But what did you decide? You didn't do anything criminal, did you?
No, but I went out and had a one night stand just to get back at him.
You had sex with another man to get back at him?
Well, not to get back at him because we were broken up already, but just to try and get over it.
Okay, and did the other man know he was having a one night stand?
I'm not sure.
Well, whose idea was it to have it?
Mine.
Well, then you're the only one. He said yes to your request, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so were you the man or the woman?
This is where I think I have the masculine energy. Because
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that energy will go through everything you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm recognizing that, and I want to change it.
Okay, so do yourself a favor and get my book, Getting to I Do. Take the test to see what the book says. Are you feminine, masculine?
Mm-hmm.
Then get into a group or get into a group as soon as you can and start learning how to communicate. There's only three ways to talk. One is to intimidate with fear, scare people. Do you ever do that?
In relationships?
Yeah.
Or?
You did
like
it this time.
Like give ultimatums and stuff?
Well, what you're saying is you did it. You ended the relationship.
Yeah.
Because he was not good enough.
Being honest. Yeah.
Okay.
I do have high standards, so if I feel like they're not meeting them, then
I appreciate that, but we ought to date the man. And I have a book, too. It's a man's world and a woman's universe, which has the tools in it that you will practice in your woman's group.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
So, I do, yeah.
I want to help you, and we want to help you
get
over how you were trained to talk like a man instead of a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you get enough tonight?
Thank you. I did.
Good.
Thank you.
I'll give you a direction. Do you want one?
Yes.
When you flirt, smile and look them in the eyes, but let them talk first. Left lobe first.
Let them lead.
And that would be you starting to practice being a woman.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I think I can do that.
Unless you want to be respected, I'm going to make a statement. Yeah. When women want to be respected, they've got to marry men that want to be cherished. Or it's competitive.
Yeah.
I have nothing wrong with women that want to be, and I have nothing to say bad about men that want to be cherished, because they're often actors, musicians, artists. When men create, they create from their feminine soul, the anima. When women create, they do animus. We all have a body. Men have men's bodies, but they have feminine souls.
Yeah.
Women have female bodies and masculine souls. So these are all the things that I teach, and Sue does, and so does Kelly, so that you can learn to be who you want to be, not who they trained you to be, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Good. This is the beginning.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You can reach out to via email to info@drpatallen.com to get on the list for the July group. All righty. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. We've got some more calls lined up in our queue.
Good.
Sam is getting them for us, and we love Sam. He's doing a marvelous job for us, as he does every week. And that's why we love LA Talk Radio. Alrighty. Here we go. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, hi. Hi. Hello. Hello, Dr. Pat Allen.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I called last week and I took some action. I don't know if that was the right action, but I did. I called in and I mentioned two fellows that I was dating. One was actively dating recently, and then the other one a few years ago, and then we started talking on the phone, blah, 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 whatever. And, I did call, and one, we kind of ended up fighting, it seems like a phone relationship.
Did you understand that you were doing the masculine pursuing?
Well, you did mention give them a call because I had pushed them both away. And they answered right on the first.
Okay.
They answered on the first. Yeah,
so
they answered.
You made a mistake. What mistake did you make with them that caused me to ask you to make an amends to them?
Well, I didn't make an amends. They did stuff too, but I initially ended it with the both of them.
And then you opened it up again?
Yeah. One I was recently seeing, and it was kind of back and forth, texting, calling. And the recent one mentions he misses me, he'd like to see me, but he doesn't say, well, I'd like to see you this day. So I did call on Friday. And the both of them, they answered on the first ring.
Good. And was the result?
I'm not happy with it. The one that I used to date years ago, and we kind of had a little battle as usual. And then
What was the battle over?
Well, one, he tried to talk dirty to me over the phone. I'm not into that. And
you told him that. And you told him, you're turning me off, fella.
Many times. And then I kind of hung up. He did say, well, I told him, I said, listen, it seems like all we do is talk on the phone. Like, I said, what would you like to make things right? Because he did say that he's cautious. This is what he said. He's cautious with me because I heard him broke his heart. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know.
Whatever it's true, it's close enough for you to thank him.
Okay.
He said, I'll do better.
He didn't say he'll do better. I'm the one that said, what would you like to make? Well, he says he's cautious. He'll call during the week and we'll see each other. He never did.
He didn't call during the week.
To see me. No, he never did. I got off the phone because he started with this, he started wanting talking dirty. I'm like, I'm not into that. I felt offended.
Okay.
I got off the phone.
I think what you did is you gave him as much of a chance to be with you as you could.
Yes, I did, doctor.
And he dropped
the
ball.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
If he calls you, you won't date him, or you will?
I think he's a lost cause, to be honest with you. I mean, if he
calls you and says, I want to see you, I miss you.
Then that's a different story, but I doubt he's going to do this.
Isn't he the one that already said something like that?
Yes, he did, but he's...
Why can't he say it again?
He can say it again, but I don't know
then
if he
why
will.
Don't you not... Wait. What I'm stopping you in is predicting negative.
Yes, I am.
Are you a pain addict?
No, I'm not. I like pleasure as much as the next person.
But in this case, you just said he made a mistake. I told him it was a mistake. He called me back and he wants me to take another chance. And I predict that he can't do it.
Yeah, I predict. I had called him on Friday. That's why I called him back because he was calling.
But he said something that sounded like he would be willing to consider a date.
Yes, but he never.
But
did anything.
You no. He has 8 weeks between dates, but you predicted negativity, which he will intuitively, because that's what they do, he will intuitively feel your anger and it will turn him off. Do you have a third chance? Do you have chemistry for his body?
Yes, I do, Major. That's the problem. I don't think we're compatible.
No, that's not. Wait a minute. I'm telling you what you're doing that's turning him off.
Yes, the chemistry is very high.
Well, then, shouldn't we be giving him a chance to rectify his training?
Yes.
So you already have done your part. And he said, well, maybe something. If he, within the next 8 weeks, when was the last time you had contact with him?
Friday.
This last Friday. So
yes.
He's got the better part of 7 weeks to go.
Okay.
Do you want to just put his little name on a calendar and mark off the end of 8 weeks? And if he hasn't called you, he's done.
Okay, now the next.
But if he does call you, you may have to remind him not to talk dirty again. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you willing to mold him with your moral code, your spirituality?
Yes.
You know, my book says, man's world, they like things, and they often want to turn us into things to play with. We women, we like to talk, and we like to breathe, which is oxygen. So when you're a woman, you carry a lot of energy that will mold a man into a gentleman. His mother is supposed to do it by the time he's 11 years old, but we pick up from there. It's like boot camp for God. So will you be nice if he calls you for a date and mold him by saying, when he tempts you with his bad mouth, say, I can't date you if you talk like that. Because he's already started to be interested in you, and you were courageous enough to say, I don't do this.
Right. Okay, so, I could do that. I could do that, doctor.
Then please do it, because it'll open up your field of options.
Okay. And then I'm also dating other people. I'm trying, you know?
Yes.
It's difficult.
What about the other man?
The other one, the same thing. He's a nicer person. He's nicer.
Okay.
And
Do you have the same chemistry?
Yes, I do. The other one
All
is
right.
through the roof, and this one is chemistry too. But this one is nicer. He has money issues, but so I called him. I did end it with him because he wasn't as available. Like, I mean, we were dating, you know, but he
yeah.
wasn't as available. He says it was because of money. I don't know how true that is, but
he may not have enough money to date you a lot.
Right. So anyway, he answered on the first ring, like the other one, like they sounded like they were waiting by the phone. And, so he answered. He was very polite. He's very polite. He's sweet. And then I did say I missed him. He did ask me to be his girlfriend when we were dating.
Wow.
He did. And he said he was falling for me. Am I falling for him? And I didn't respond. I said, well, I don't see you enough. That was my answer.
Okay,
like, in other words,
okay. Wait a minute. But that told him what you felt and what you needed.
Right, but he didn't step it up with this, you know. We would make a date, and then he was trying to rearrange it. Every Saturday, I started thinking he was...
I got it.
...seeing
so
somebody
right now,
else.
Have you read the book, Getting to I Do?
Oh, I'm rereading it. I'm on the fifth chapter.
Okay. I want you to practice the skills that are in there, because that's what's going to mold and negotiate. I didn't give you the second form of communication, which is seduction with guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's when you talk negatively about people, men, that they can't change. That's not true. If they've got chemistry for you, they will make the effort eventually and like the rewards.
Yeah, the chemistry is high with the both of them. You
Good.
Know,
then would you please reach out and take your training?
Yes, I'll give them training if they reach
Good.
Out.
And you know what training is? You have a right to do what you're doing. This is a tool. You have a right to do that, but it's turning me off. Do you want to turn me off?
Okay, I'll use that word.
Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to become a trainer of men spiritually. Have you ever been married?
No.
You've been engaged.
I have been engaged, yes.
But you broke it up.
There were things. That was the love of my life. And now he married somebody. I really, truly love that person.
Okay. But is that what your mom trained you to be like?
Yes, my both parents, they trained me to be very independent. And actually, they never said, I always was able to attract men and men liked me, but my dad did
You
say,
only attracted women in men's bodies.
Obviously, and they
Do
did.
You,
no, I want to ask. They, my both parents kind of trained me to be very independent.
Who was the head of the house in the marriage?
My dad.
Okay, are you like your dad more than your mom?
That's a hard one. I think I shared
less. Is your mom more feminine than you?
I don't know. We're about the same. I think I'm more like my dad, maybe. I think we spoke about this last week.
Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned Wounded Woman.
Wounded Woman book. Yeah, that's a good book because it'll tell you the different moldings that fathers give their daughters when they don't raise them to be females.
Yeah, my dad did say, get your education, be independent. So if you meet a man that mistreats you, you can walk away. So that's what I've done my whole entire life. I don't like something. It's very easy for me to walk away.
That's called a pain addict.
Okay. I guess I
How
like pain.
How old are you?
56.
No, you don't like it. You tolerate it.
56.
Would you like to get married?
Absolutely. That's where I'm on the phone meeting.
I know that. Would you please go into training with us?
Yes. I'm reading your book and everything.
Good girl. Absolutely. But I'm going to teach you, and the girls are going to, Susie's going to teach you the language of a woman, which causes a man to fall more and more in love with you because he feels respected by you. So call back next time.
Yes.
And we'll teach you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. Okay?
Thank you, caller. Thank you. If you want to sign up for any groups, you reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there's Brian. Let's see what he did for dating.
Some things did happen. So, first of all, I still go on that fun single thing, and it's kind of ebb and flow. And my ex came on, but after like five months, I decided not to talk to her because I don't think there's, you know, I don't talk to exes after things are done. But the first time that got tested, so I'm glad I made it past that.
Okay. So what are you doing?
So I did go on a date. Yeah. So on Monday, I did go on a date. Before the date, the woman started to, she did like a random text, like, hey, how are you doing? Kind of reaching out to chat.
Right.
I'm like, man, we haven't even met once yet. And I'm like, let's wait till we get together. And we did, and it was pleasant, and I was physically attracted to her.
Right.
But the butt is, I think we're definitely going in different directions. And then after the date, she texted me and said, you know, essentially the same thing. I had a pleasant time, but I don't see a romantic connection.
She said that.
She texted that after the date, which I was grateful for because I thought I had had that indication from her before the date ended, but then I got confirmation. So I'm a little disappointed about it, but I have to agree that we're at least going in different directions. And I think a guy can feel attracted with their out not necessarily being two-way chemistry. But I also wonder if it could have been that we went where I wanted to go, although if I had chosen something else, it would have made a different impression. But I stayed with the Pat Allen doing what I wanted to do, and I'm wondering if that could have not been as much to her liking.
No. Was this your first date?
Yeah.
Well, in my terminology, she may be a pain addict herself in that she didn't give you three possibility positives. She may be more masculine than she can handle. In other words, she may have wanted you to be much more feminine, but you don't want to be feminine. You want to be masculine. You want to be respected.
Yeah, I do. And
so she may have cut you off and made a mistake.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm going to say now, because you've listened to me long enough. Give
well,
her 8 weeks to miss you.
Yeah, I don't expect anything to come out of that. But if she, I'm a couple of things that are in the way. But I'll go the Pat Allen route. That I'm not going to reach out to her. But if
no, you're not.
No, but I if she reaches out to me, I would certainly consider it. And I might even, you know, turn up the courting thing. But still, I have reservations about us really wanting to go in different overall directions, which did come up at the first date. So in some ways, I'm leery about
what
were
they?
Want to take her to the next. She wants kids. Even though she's older and not sure about biologically, I'm probably more on the not going in that direction. There might have been something else. I don't remember that, but that seems to be a big one. And she said that she was in a relationship. Well, she was married before to a man who said, I guess, you know, went along with the idea of kids, but really didn't want kids. So she had felt misled there. So I'm like, well, am I really gonna? Do I want to do that same thing, which is because I'm attracted, you know, stick around and kind of be in that gray zone, but know that we don't have the similar goals moving forward. So that's why.
I'm only saying give her three shots. You've given her one. Give her two more if she calls, because it will give you support for your new training program of being a man with a woman that wants to be a woman.
I would say that, well, for me, that's to check it through the high street, and I'm, you know, according to what she says, she wasn't feeling that. But then there were some little things on the date where I wonder. So we'll see. But I have a couple of other people in the mix too. I was hoping to meet one of them yesterday, but then she got busy with some stuff. But she lives a lot closer, and I definitely think we'll get together soon. And then there's also another one who lives a little further away, but not on the other side of the state like my ex did. And she was very warm last night, so I'll probably connect with them. I'll definitely connect with them over the weekend. As far as I might be able to see the one that lives closer by, but a lot is going on. Then there's another one that I'm going to reach out again today who wants to get together in the beginning of June. So, you know, there's definitely more happening with some new people, and then there's, you know, some of the old ones who don't necessarily see available, but that I check in with every once in a while.
I hear a man collecting his dating group, your duty dating, in order to find your woman.
No. I'm encouraged with who I've been meeting lately. There's enough to make me think that I could be attracted to all these people, including the one who said thanks but no thanks on Monday. So I think there's at least the potential for chemistry, and we'll see if the compatibility and communication are there. And
I'd love you to say I'm happier with how I'm handling dating. Are you happier how you're handling dating?
Well, before I heard about your stuff, you know, no more than five years. Yes, I'm definitely happier with how I'm handling it since then, and I'm glad now more interesting opportunities are coming up. So that's good. I have to remind myself that there's always going to be opportunities out there, even if things are slow from time to time. But they're definitely
that's
not
exactly
slow now.
Right. And that's what gives people a positive attitude towards living, is that you know that there's a word, magical word, and it's called next. When you have something to work, to go after it somewhere else.
You sound
more positive about your skills.
Thank you. And I realize that that doesn't only have to do with the opportunities that are in front of me. And then even when I'm out in the world, there's plenty of people out there too, which, and this is something that I can keep in mind, is sometimes when I have a lot of options going like I do now, I think, oh, why bother talking to somebody that's out in the world? And there's some other ones that could still call me back too, but hey, I certainly see people I could talk to more, and I could do more of that.
I want you to know you will do more. You already have a bigger group going for you than months ago. I think you'll probably continue to evolve and develop skills that will make you happy as a man.
That's certainly the goal. I mean, heck, I'm going to a concert tomorrow night, so who knows? I might run into there might be some interesting situations there with a bunch of concert goers who I think will probably be around my age. So I think I'll keep my eyes open for that stuff too. See if there's opportunities to strike
Please
up some conversations with people I won't see
everywhere you are.
I wonder that flirting is feminine. Is flirting masculine or feminine?
They're both. What is the direction I give? I say, look in the eyes and smile. And if you want to be respected, you have to do the first sentence. You've got to talk first. The left brain, the Broca, which is an organ, the masculine person speaks first. If you want to flirt as a female, you look in the eyes and smile, but you don't talk.
Mm-hmm. But as a guy...
Wait a minute. You have a male body, but you have a female soul. And Carl Jung's wife, right, Emma, wrote the book Anima Animus. Everybody's masculine, everybody's feminine, and in every moment of your life, if you're awake, you're being one or the other.
Yes, and I read that book. I just finished one of the Intimate Partners. That was good, and I think I'm going to check out another one of Sanford's books. So, but as a guy, I don't do the smiling. Do I wait for the woman to do that at me, and then I go and talk to her?
Wait a minute. No? But you have to look at her eyes to see if she's smiling.
If the woman
smiles and you have chemistry, it takes only 3 minutes for a man to realize he's got chemistry, because he looks. Men pick out their women by their looks. Women pick out men by their house and car and clothes. Got that?
Yes, they pick with their ears what they hear.
Yes, that's true. Women have a tendency, and I'm not saying it's all women, women have a tendency to want structure and security for a family to raise kids in.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yes.
Men look, men want women that want to provide a sensual and sexual and maybe kids in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I fuss over them talking about transgender. Everybody's transgendered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point. Again, the Intimate Partners books or Passions, I forget what it was. That really, I think, explained it in a much better way than Emma Jung did. I really like the way he spelled it out. And of course, you've been preaching that for years, thank goodness.
How many people are in a relationship?
Four.
Straight, gay, or lesbian, or gay, I'm maybe not supposed to use that word, but there are four people negotiating respectful and cherishable love. That's what I do. And you're doing it. And I'm telling you, keep it up, because you're building a group of people that are teaching you how to attract through flirting, both feminine or masculine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I guess men can do it. I guess men and women can flirt either way, in a masculine or a feminine way.
Absolutely, except you've got to have your primary way. Otherwise, you're going to be narcissistic. You're going to go one day with somebody feminine and then go masculine, and it'll confuse them.
Right. That's why I want to stick in the I want, and are you comfortable with that, and using that as the primary language.
So you like to be respected.
Yes, that's how I'm retraining myself.
That's your retraining and rewiring your Broca. The Broca is named after Philip Paul Broca, a French doctor who had a patient that ran a rod through his skull, and he couldn't use any words. So he literally sent the patient's brain to America for an autopsy, even though it was the 1800s. And the picture is in National Geographic. So I want to carry the message that we're all androgynous, and that means everybody's masculine and feminine. But you need to know, if you want to be primarily respected and secondarily cherished, at least for up to 50, and then everybody switches. The men become women from 50 on. That's midlife crisis. And the women become stronger than they were when they first married. So we all get to practice maleness, and we all get to practice femaleness eventually in our life. So that's my lecture for tonight.
It's a good one. It's an excellent reminder, and you're a great example as always. I remember when you did your in-person stuff, you would talk about that you had found somebody new.
Pardon?
I remember when you were doing in-person Monday nights, you would talk about how that worked in your own life, and that you had
somebody
new. He's probably not even new anymore.
Nope. Everybody's androgynous. That's all I can say. And you work on communication.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. Okay?
No.
Good luck this week.
Thank you again.
And thank you for calling.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome. Goodbye.
Alrighty, let's see what's going on. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Let's see if we've got some more calls coming in our switchboard.
Hello.
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi.
Hi, what is your question?
I have a question about a guy who was like showing signs of dating me. He was texting me and I did your work. I've been listening to you and following you and reading all your books, and I was in your women's group for a long time. And he was texting me, and I just let him know, you know, I don't enjoy texting much, but I'm available for phone calls if you want. So then he called me, and then he would text me, I'll call you tomorrow. And the next day came and he would say, oh, sorry, it was busy, I'll call you tomorrow. And the next day came and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I'll try to get back to you tomorrow. And I said, I just let him know, hey, no worries, I'm not feeling much of a connection over with our talks, but I'm happy to keep dancing with you if you want. So I basically let him know. Yeah. And I just want to know if that sounds like good to you. he hasn't called me, but he's been really nice when we're dancing, when we're out. So that's nice.
Wait a minute. Did you have a date?
No, we did. He did invite me to dinner once and we had a nice date. But I don't feel comfortable when guys are like, I'll call you later. And then they, you know, something comes up and they say, you know, that didn't feel good to me. So
it is a deal breaker for you, is it?
Yes.
Have you ever thought of using a tool, the 5-step cleanup? What was his first name?
I don't know if I want to give that on the air. Can I call him?
Okay, then we'll give him Mr. X.
Okay.
Mr. X, I want to talk to you about something in our relationship that is painful for me. Are you willing to listen to me?
He'd say yes.
Would it be convenient for you to listen now or tomorrow? What would he say?
He'd probably think I'm weird, but he'd say, yeah, now, what's going on?
Okay. You have every right to tempt me with fantasy talk about dates. But it's very painful when they're just fantasies. So I believe that just as I said, I would like to see you more than just text you. I believe that if you say something about a date, I can't date you because it's painful.
Wow.
Would you consider doing that if he continues to fantasize date?
Well, I cut him off and he hasn't called or texted me since.
How long? What's the last contact?
5 weeks ago.
What?
5 weeks.
5 weeks. So he's got three more weeks.
And I see him, we go to the same dance community. So when we're dancing, he's super friendly and happy, and he comes over to see me and he asks
but
how
that's,
I'm doing.
That's not a date. That's a dance.
Should I just leave it as that then? Because
leave it at that. No, he may not qualify as a commitment, but dancing can be really good for you.
It is. We enjoy dancing together. We have a fun time. So I'm happy to just leave it as it is.
So please do enjoy him. He's number three. Remember, I suggest you date each man three times to give chemistry a chance and to see if you're compatible. He may not want any commitment relationship. He may want What?
That's what I think it is. I think he's...
Well, there's nothing wrong with going dancing.
Right.
Okay, you don't
so
have to get...
I feel good. I just wanted to check with you if I was doing Dr. Pat Allen approved communication.
You're doing Pat Allen communication, and you've got him... He did a date, didn't he?
Yeah, it was nice. I like him as a person, but I also sense that he doesn't want to be in a committed relationship.
You know what? So accept him as he is, because there's nothing wrong with it.
I know, yeah. So I'll just be happy to dance with him and treat him as a friend.
Good girl, good girl. But don't be surprised if your coolness and you're not chasing him and you're not passionate with him, that it may turn him on into chasing you.
Yeah, that's a guy I want to be.
I know that. Let's see what he does for the next 3 weeks.
All right. Can I ask you a
good girl
question?
Good girl.
Thank you. Can I ask you
welcome
a question about... And I want to ask you a question about a different topic if there's time.
Please ask a question about a different topic. I'll answer any question, or I'll refer you to somebody who can answer.
Okay, thanks. I'm renting a room. I just literally moved in 2 days ago. And one of my jobs is I do pet sitting, and people pay me to pet sit. And where I moved into, the guy, I experienced him as a controlling narcissist a bit, and he let me
remember
know,
what oh. a nar wait I want to say something. A narcissist is a person who wants to be equally respected and cherished, so they are totally okay as long as they don't marry anybody or have any kids.
Yeah,
he's
married. It's an older couple. He's married. I moved in to just rent a room into their home, and he's a married guy, but I feel uncomfortable every time I see him. He's like asking me to do something that feels controlling to me and very uncomfortable. And he asked if he's going away for the night, and he asked if I'd watch their cat, and that's something I get paid to do. So I let him know I don't want the responsibility. And he said, okay, we'll just leave the cat in the garage. And then he just now texted me and said, discuss the cat. I feel like it's one of those situations where somebody's burdening me with an obligation that I told them I don't want. And
what's the obligation? Remind me.
Sure. He asked me to take care of his cat.
That's an obligation.
Yeah. And I told him I don't want that responsibility. And he
said,
did
you tell him he had a right to ask?
No, I didn't.
I want you to remember the major part of what I teach is people have a right to ask for what they want, especially if they're men, and women have the right to say, do you see that?
Yeah.
So when you don't start out your statement with a, you have a right to do this, you are turning into a mama, a dominating, you know, have you read A Man's World, Woman's Universe?
All
right. Did you read I-ness, we-ness, us-ness in the Man's World, Woman's Universe?
Yes, but it's been a long time.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying to you is you have to be an I. And for that, that's I want if I'm a man. And I don't want, if I'm an uncomfortable female, in order to be a we. You can't be a we if you're not an I. He's very much I.
Yeah.
Do you see? And that's okay, unless you are an I and you don't like what he's doing.
I don't like what he's doing.
So I am him. Please say the tools. Make an appointment with me.
I want to ask you about, I want to talk to you about your request to watch your cat. Do you have a minute? Do you have something
no.
to hear me about?
Yeah. Is it convenient?
Okay. I want to ask you, I want to talk to you about your request to watch your cat. Is it convenient for you to hear me?
Yes. Now's your, the place where you say you have every right to ask me to take care of your cat.
Yes. You have every right to ask me to take care of your cat, but I don't feel comfortable taking on that responsibility. I'm willing to do it at my regular rate of 60, whatever my rate is, if you want to pay for that.
That's yes? beautiful. How do you feel about being an I with an I?
It's scary because I'm afraid there he's going to come back with, you're so rude and selfish.
Were you raised to be a feel-good girl or a do-good boy?
I was raised to be a zero.
That's called, which means you're a zero to be with a narcissist.
That's what I've had my whole life is narcissistic relationships and work and relationships.
Are you willing to understand I just went through one of my tools with you that you can use anytime you want?
Yes, I will do that.
And remember, in the book, Man's World, Woman's Universe, it has I-ness, we-ness, us-ness detailed, including the tools.
And Dr. Pat, yes, would it? Do you think it's okay if I don't text him till tomorrow, if I wait a day and let him know? I don't want him texting me regularly. I want him to not think he could text.
I don't want to help you want. I want to help you not want.
Okay. Well, I don't want him to text me frequently.
No. He can text you. You can block his calls. You can talk to him with my tools. See, what you're switching now is you're going from a doormat to a mama.
Oh.
And mama's masculine.
I see. So if somebody's texting me and I don't want them to text me, what would you suggest?
You make an appointment, and tell them you have a right. No, get permission. Then ask if it's convenient now or later or tomorrow. Then you have to go into, you have a right to do this and that, but I'm not comfortable with it. So unless you stop, I can't date you or do anything.
Would you suggest this if I live with them and I'm afraid of consequences of them making my life miserable?
Yes, it's making your life miserable because you're voting to be a zero. Please go directly and read Ines. Ines.
Okay, so you recommend speaking up to a narcissist if they start getting, if they start dominating or asking too much.
They can't dominate you. You have to surrender. Dear, was your mother a doormat?
She was in, she was, weirdly, she was a doormat and aggressive, very masculine.
So she was a narcissist?
Yes.
And so you're wanting to train as a narcissist now. What you were doing there a few minutes ago was, I want you to do this. That's you being a male. Women are in charge of, women who want to be cherished are into not doing what they don't feel good about doing.
Yes, I don't feel good about doing the, I feel like he's repeatedly asking me for things that make me uncomfortable.
I got news for you. So tell him that he has a right to do it and you're uncomfortable. And if he doesn't stop, you don't date, you don't deal with him.
But
are you willing? What?
I live here, so I would have to say, if you don't stop, I have to move out.
That's exactly right. Unless it's not bad enough.
But I signed a 6-month contract at least, and I literally just moved in 2 days ago.
I've got news for you. Then would you please decide what to acquiesce to? Do you know what the word acquiesce means?
I like it, but I'm not exactly sure.
I'll tell you what it means. It means you're doing something you do, but the person is so valuable, you're going to do it. Is this person valuable to you to do what you don't want to do?
I'm afraid to start a new relationship. I'm afraid that if I do what he wants, there's going to be more and more and more.
Then why don't we start doing it now that you just moved in?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you.
And that's why I'm telling you to read the Ines section in the book again. And please use the tools. I want to talk to you about something that's uncomfortable. Are you willing to listen? Yes. When would it be convenient for you to listen? Today? Now? Tomorrow? Oh, now, you have every right to ask for what you want, say what you think, give your opinions, but sometimes I'm not comfortable. So I'm going to tell you when I'm comfortable and not comfortable, and if you don't cherish my feelings, I can't live here anymore.
Oh, my God, I love that, Dr. Pat.
Then how about you use it? It's in the book.
Yes, I'm going to listen to this recording. I hope it's recorded because I need the reminder.
I think so. Aren't these podcasts?
They're
it's
online,
recorded. It's recorded. It'll go up in archives on latalkradio.com under Dr. Pat Allen, Effective Communication.
Thank you. Thanks. And I'm going to see if you still have those women's group. I want to join again.
Please join. Yes, they're going full tilt.
Yeah, before I got on the call, I went to the website and
that's
I put
good.
In my name. Yeah.
Do you realize in the last few months, 17 women have gotten a committed relationship or an engagement or a marriage?
That's awesome. This stuff works. It's hard. It's especially shocking to me given the feminine men out there that indulge.
I've got news for you, because there's so many masculine women playing mama, being free wives, free girlfriends, free money bankers.
Jeez. I know. Yes, I'm learning that. It's sad that the rest of the world does it so differently, but.
Well, let's start it here.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
You're very welcome.
Reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com to get on the group list.
Oh, thanks so much. I'll do that now.
Great. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. I think we have another caller on the line.
Good. Let's keep it going.
Hey, caller. I'm on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. Dr. Allen, I had a boyfriend and he kind of ghosted me, but I didn't negotiate boundaries before for the most of the day. And so I said, I don't know if I disrespected him, but I said, do you have a few minutes to discuss something sensitive? But I didn't say, I have something sensitive to say. Are you willing to hear it? So did I disrespect him?
Well, are you saying you're using a tool to tell him something, or he's doing it to you?
No, I used the tool, but I didn't use it exactly like you said. I said, do you have a few minutes to discuss something sensitive?
Well, that's just saying I have something sensitive to talk to you about. Are you willing to listen to me? You must think. You can't say, I have something to say to you, young man. And I want to do it now. That's not appropriate. That's mothering.
Right. So then I accidentally mothered him because I didn't say, are you willing to hear it? And so he got passive aggressive and he ghosted me.
He ghosted you?
Yeah. Yep.
So do you mind losing somebody that didn't want to change?
Well, also, I started getting weird feelings that something was off, and I found out that he lied about a few things. He said he was the owner of a car dealership, but he's not the owner there. And he said that he lived in Poway.
He was lying to you.
Yeah.
You confronted him on his lying?
I haven't. I got the feeling that something was wrong, so I wanted to talk to him because I just kept feeling like there was something off. But then I accidentally mothered him, and then he ghosted me.
He spotted that you were going to investigate him.
Oh, yeah.
So give him 8 weeks to call back.
Right.
He may have been conning you with grandiose talk. Was he bragging about stuff?
Yes, and he bought me a bunch of things and
wait a minute. Courting you.
No, that's fine. I appreciated everything. But I don't know. I just got the feeling that it was going to stop at some point, and maybe he would try to turn it on me, or I don't know. I just didn't trust him.
What I'm hearing is you're a pain addict, and you're predicting negativity. You don't have anything. For what reason are you not waiting for him to blow his game?
I'm waiting. I haven't reached out to him since he ghosted me.
Well, how long is he gone? How long?
Saturday. And so I didn't hear from him for a while, and so then I said, you have the right not to respond, but
a
non-response.
How long has it been since he reached out to you?
On Saturday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days.
He's got 8 weeks. You were telling him he's lying before you had any evidence.
Right. I mean, I didn't tell him because I just kept feeling there was something off, but I didn't have any evidence at the time. But
wait a minute. Does your mother predict failure?
Yes.
Where do you learn to be negative?
From my dad.
From your dad?
Yeah.
So you're a pain addict.
Yes.
The pain addict is addicted to norepinephrine. That's no epinephrine, no fun.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Would you mind having evidence of your fantasies?
But there was evidence. I found evidence after I investigated him.
What was the evidence?
He lied and he told me he lived in Poway and he's living in a different, completely different area. He lied about being an owner of a car dealership when he's not the owner there.
How did you find that out?
I investigated him on Truthfinder because I just felt like there was something really off.
You got...
And he had a breaking and entering charge on his record.
I got it. So, well, if you had evidence, you're not a pain addict. You're just looking for the problems and acting on it. So, what is it you're asking of me?
So, if he comes back in 8 weeks, I mean, he lied about so many things.
It's okay for you to say, thank you for coming back, but I'm not comfortable because I have evidence here, here, and here that you lie.
Okay.
Because you have evidence.
Right.
I was worried that you were a pain addict that predicts negativity and has no real evidence.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
We worked it out. You have evidence that he lied, therefore I support you. And when he comes back, please feel free to say thank you for coming back, but I got evidence that you lied, and I'm not comfortable going anywhere with a liar.
Right.
Have you got that? So,
yeah.
Did you hear me talk about pain addict versus evidence reality?
Right. Pain is in the future with no evidence, and reality is when you have evidence. Yeah.
Good girl. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, caller. Thanks for calling. 323-203-0819 is the number to call. Dr. Allen, we have a question from our Facebook family. Here's
Good.
The question.
Please, yes.
Can you explain the impact of birth order and gender for oneself and compatibility in a relationship? For example, the woman was the oldest child, the oldest girl, and the man was the youngest boy. How does that affect the dynamic in a relationship?
So which will we take? The first option he gave me was what? An older woman with a what?
It's a birth order.
What was the example so I can talk to the examples?
Okay, the example is the woman was the oldest girl child and the man in the relationship was the youngest boy child. How does that affect the dynamic?
Okay. A mother is not as important to the development of her daughter as she is with any aged son. In other words, a woman who has, I'm going to give a lecture now. Do you understand that all babies are female for at least a week? The body, the Y chromosome, and she produces the SRY gene, and she and the baby boy co-create his male body. And if it isn't done properly, the boy may have a vagina and a penis. He may have neither one because, and here's the statement, mother has the most effect on her sons, and she is a role model for her daughters. So if the mother is male and the chances of that girl being male are wonderfully high. So that's one statement with the woman with the daughter. But for a mother with a son, from the very moment of conception, I've just given you a story about all babies are female till mother and the boy create the male body as best they can. But sometimes they don't do it with defined techniques, and the boy ends up with a mixed sexual gender. That's some of the things we're dealing with today. Now, so a mother has more impact on a son of any age than the mother does. If you're going to have a mother or a father with the screw loose, the same sex is less damaging because they are role models, not trainers. Now, with a boy and with a man, with his daughter, is that the next one, Kelly?
Actually, it's how does the birth order affect a relationship? If the man is the baby of the family and the woman is the oldest child in the family, how does that affect their dynamic?
The first child, if it's the same as the sex, for example, like a mother has a boy first, the chances of that boy being male are very, very good if mom is a woman. But if mom is a man, that boy and that mom fight to the death. So here's the statement. A woman has a bigger reflecting imprint on her son, and she role models for her daughter. But being the first child, a daughter, the mother and the daughter are identical in gender characteristic. But the father, when the father has a daughter, the oldest one, he generally will be so in love with his daughter that the wife often is jealous of the daughter's closeness with father. Do you see what I mean? So birth order, the first kid, if it's the same as the sex gender, that really is duplicating. But if it's competitive, it's grounds for war. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Yep, it does. I've got another one too. Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
All right. This one says, hi, Dr. Pat.
I want to make a statement.
Okay.
Like I said, in birth order, the same sex solidifies the relationship. In birth order, if the mother has a baby boy, she goes through huge changes and creates this boy. So there is a rough emotional thing that can happen that will end up with the boy gay, not physically, but psychologically. And for a girl, your mother's male, that's their buddies. But if the father has a girl to start with, that girl may outrank his emotional, it's called an unresolved Electra complex in Freud's terms. And with a boy and his mother, it's an unresolved Oedipal complex. They have to get divorced so that the people can marry somebody else. Birth order, first kids are generally raised masculine, then afterwards it's either or. Okay, now I'll go to another one.
All right. Hi, Dr. Pat. A few weeks ago, my boyfriend of 1 year told me that he can't reciprocate my feelings and that his love for me is platonic. I'm very confused by this, as it seemed to have come out of nowhere. We were in what I thought was a happy, healthy relationship and in love with each other. Our relationship is polyamorous, and we are both married to other people. Is he done with me? I want us to be together. How do we build it back? He said things have to be different. If we were to stay friends or ever to get back together. He is 51. I am 44.
Okay. 51 is the beginning of andropause, which is as he loses his testosterone, the estrogen in his body starts to influence his behavior. Now, both of you are unfaithful to your husband and your wife. So the ground rule here is, as a man gets older, and he is, as a man gets older, he needs a nurse and a purse. and a mistress generally doesn't fit the bill. I think you've been warned that he is not committed to you as a wife-like person, even though you're a mistress. He's committed to you as a mistress, which is periodic sexuality. But you, doing the same thing, you both have lovers to supplement your marriages. And maybe your lover, when you see what your husband, you may not be in love with your husband or your wife. So there's a good and a bad, but you've set up a system. Interestingly enough, men do not marry women unless they want kids or they want to keep the woman away from another man. So what I hear is you have a perfectly convenient codependent sexual relationship in order to stay with your beneficial husband and or wife. So please feel free to stay.
Okay, she continues by saying he's planning to get his testosterone evaluated. I'm wondering if he's depressed.
He is losing his testosterone and the estrogen that's been there. Remember what I said a little while ago? Every baby is female XX for the first week. Then the mother spots the male Y and co-creates the male body. Do you see?
Yes.
It's really magical.
It is. She continues by saying he is apathetic about many things now, not just me. His orgasms have become very weak over the past few months. He has no interest in sex over the last few months. We previously had a high sex drive. Does low testosterone or depression change sex drive?
Yes, he's on a midlife crisis, and that is he's becoming more impacted by his neurotransmitters. That's dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin. And you, dear lady, are impacted by your intuition beginning perimenopause. You're in your late 40s. Well, not mid 40s. Anyway, Anyway, you are now looking at the reality of what you've got. And what you've got is he used to be male and now he's becoming female. And you used to be female, but you're just beginning to resent and want him to be a better man, when the truth of the matter is he's becoming a better woman.
So then the final portion of the question is, how do I approach this situation since chemically a change has occurred? In other words,
you decide if he's 51% valuable. Are you really wanting to go through a divorce?
Well, he's basically put her in the friend zone. They were lovers, but now he's put her in the friend zone.
I know that. So she can either get a lover on the side, or she can accept the fact that she has a family. It depends on how horny she is.
Right.
See, this is when people make choices based on money and sex. Money and sex are the two highest dopamine creators you know, and dopamine is a high, high happy. So
right.
When men go off of sex, they go into nurse and purse. You see, when women go off of, when women go off of their estrogen, they get lovers and become unfaithful. And boy, when they get caught, that husband, madder than all get out, may end up with not too much giving to you in the divorce. So I believe in creating a relationship in which you have chemistry, compatibility, and you're communicating with men you respect or women you cherish.
Got it. Okay. Go ahead.
No. This is the reason that I ask dating couples, please do not have intercourse without being in a monogamous, continuous, long-term mating or long-term marriage. Because when women who are under 50 have intercourse, it triggers the pituitary into releasing oxytocin and bonding your body to the man.
Right.
So if it's your lover, you're ending up maybe getting yourself thrown out on the street.
Right.
Many
right.
men want variety in their sex partners, and they get mistresses and prostitutes and whatever. But the price tag for that is no trust in the monogamy, continuity, longevity, and they die. Do you know that men need to be cherished when they're 50 and above, or they end up dead? Women,
yeah.
on the other hand, when they get into playing, do you know what they do? If they're not going lesbian, they're going into bridge parties, they're going into a toy boy lover, but stay married to the guy you've got trained to be your husband, who's now your son. This is what life is all about. David Buss wrote a book, The Evolution of Desire. He also wrote another book about the value of jealousy, territoriality. The Evolution of Desire is about these roles create when they live and marry and mate other people.
Right. Right.
So.
Amazing. Well, Dr. Allen, we are about out of time. I want to know what you have to say before we go tonight.
I'm going to say something different. I'm going to say the way out of any negative feeling, man or woman, is a positive decision. What is it I have that I don't want? That's masculine. Or what is it I don't want that I have? It's feminine. Follow it with action. And that means go talk to a therapist about your pros and cons, because what you're doing is a life change. And if you want to read a book about life changes, read the I Ching book by a man named Brown about the 64 hexagram cards that you can pull to see what you should do. And I think I'd like to pull a card right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take off that and go get it. Hello.
Hello.
This is card number 3. Initial difficulty. The most plan, you must plan ahead. If you embark without seeing the difficulties, you will fail. Look ahead and progress can be made. Birth is always painful, but essential. How does that fit what we've been talking about? Perfectly.
Perfectly.
And that's
very perfect.
What it is. Okay?
All right.
And the author is... it's Brown.
It's okay. Brown. There you go.
Yeah.
Google that, everybody.
Good.
Okay. All right, everyone. We've had a great time with you tonight. Come back and be with us next week. In the meantime, sign up for our newsletter, www.drpatallen.com is where you find that. You can listen to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communications on that same website. And you can reach out to info@drpatallen.com for live equipment for higher tech and to sign up for our groups. And if you want to listen to our archives, latalkradio.com has them all for you. Empowered Communications on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Until next week, we love you. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.